It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Welcome. Happy Monday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am so excited to be with all of you on this Monday. It's 12:03 p.m. here in Central Florida. I am really excited. You know, I'm laughing because it's February the 10th and I didn't even remember the day. So there's where I'm at. I'm definitely in channeling mode, obviously. I'm so excited for all of you because Mark Hessen is now going live, which is kind of wonderful. I'm sure I say kind of because, of course, it's a hard act to follow now because you get my voice. But we'll see what happens in the coming weeks, all right? So I'm definitely happy for all of you. It brings a new element to our community and our scene, and he's making it look easy. So that's all I wanted to say about it right now, but I'm really happy for all of you that way. We have a very interesting time. I want to bring this up because I'm going to come and refresh the page. If you are here for the first time, we have a Facebook page. It is titled 1-2 Radio. It's a private group and you are welcome to come on in at any time. I do want to get something out of our way before we go on. Yesterday's game or last night's game, you know, the Super Bowl is kind of a big deal. I have people, as you have known for years, I think many of you have, some of you may not know, I have some clients and connections in that industry that, you know, it's not a huge secret, but at the same time, of course, I like to keep everybody's privacy. And I had some people at that game. And so, of course, I pay attention because I have to for many reasons. But in the meantime, just so you know, it's so surprising. And I'm sure some of you are like, what the heck? No matter who you were rooting for, it was kind of a what the heck for different reasons outside of the game itself, even though the game, too, was what the heck. And it was so metaphoric, I felt, because of certain things that came from it, or maybe that we took away from it, that we have to kind of remember. Like for me, it wasn't whiplash psychically because I had green over red, and there's no question about that. No matter what I did, sometimes energetically, I like to believe that. And I do believe we can make things happen when we have a faith in something, you know? Not all the time, but a lot of, you know, often. Manifestation works in many scenarios, especially when it's for everybody's highest good. Usually I can pull the team like energetically higher, and I have, you know, seen this happen many times over, and even a worst case scenario than last night's game. This time it could not be done. I knew it beforehand. And at the same time, and congratulations to all of you who definitely rooted for Philly. But the bottom line is this. It was a very metaphoric time to show us or remind us again to get back to center, get back to our values, get back to our traditional belief system in which we want to help each other. We want to give to each other, or we want to be there to support each other and not maybe mock or pick on people or kind of immature behaviors that we've seen overnight and into the day. And it reminds us that even as much, you know, bottom line is everybody's going to be okay that comes out of this whole situation. It's a damn game, you know, we think about it, but there are so many things that are important that are tied to it. This game, this American pastime, whatever you want to say. And the bottom line is there is so much judgment. There is so much criticism. There is so much shock and awe, so to speak. I don't know how else to say it, but it does bring me to a place like the bottom line is no matter what we experience as humans, we thrive, we survive, we overcome, we understand, we rise to the next challenge, we get better as people. And I think it was a good reminder of that, you know? And so I just wanted to I wanted to bring it up because I think a lot of you were sideswiped. I woke up to a handful of messages about it and like WTF kind of messages. But at the same time, I think it's a good reminder that we really want to remember our values. We want to remember that we are here and we are free and we do have the right for decision making and choices and connection without fear. I think it's so very important to really believe that we can be here without being afraid. And so the long and short of it is it's a new day. We're going to come into another new season in some months ahead, you know, no matter what it is. And let's just all be a good sport for one another. And I think that it's so trivial in some regard, but in another regard, it was so important because it really shows some truths of what we have to absorb as humans being here. And at the same time, not taking things for granted, perhaps being humble, remembering our humility, also remembering that we don't have to seek revenge on other people. We don't have to act like children. There were so many great teachings out of this silly game and out of this moment that I just wanted to sit here and reflect with you guys for a minute because I'm sure many of you felt the same. I have talked to a few of you, so I definitely know that it hits home in so many ways, but the bigger picture is to just be better, be a person that wants to strive to help others and to make sure you remember at all times. Maybe the person next door to you is having a day, so they're not very kind, or they're off base, or they say something weird, or whatever it may be, or they run in the house and don't even acknowledge you, you know? Maybe something happened that we don't know about. It's not about taking things personally. The Mars retrograde energy, I know we're coming into Valentine's Day. We are in Valentine's Day week, right? Which we'll mention. And to talk about love. And at the same time, I'm counting down the days, guys. I am feeling it. I know you're all feeling it. We have to remember that Mars isn't that comfortable in Cancer, I would say, you know. But there are also a lot of opportunities to take the rest of this energy and this cycle. What do we have, like 13 days? No, who's counting? I am. I remember the days by that. Or now I know it's the 10th. You have an ability to emotionally tackle something, no pun intended, to tackle something within you that has been bothering you at a deeper level, or bring something up in yourself to take a step back to really grasp why something triggers you, or why you haven't healed a specific deeper part of something within yourself, you know? And I think utilizing that time to really look at it, whether it's your mother relationship, which I'm raising my hand and doing very, very, I want to say efficiently, I don't know how to say it, but we're doing really well with that. My mom turned 80 and I thought, you know, I'm going to work on this now. So that's happening, Mars in Cancer, you know. Also, for those of you who have a deeper piece of a fear or perhaps an intimacy issue that you want to address, maybe some kind of insecurity within you that you can really look at and ask yourself, is this really real anymore for me? Or is it coming back from way back when and I just can't shake it? And so these are the things we're definitely going to address in ourselves right now. We have a couple more weeks to have some attachment to that and hopefully work on something. So set a goal for yourself for the rest. And this is a great Valentine gift to give yourselves. This is a heart-centered, emotional time that can really bring some healing. And I feel like some of you, I know, are working on things. We're always, as humans, working on things. We can always strive again to get more to the bottom line and to remember not to take things so personally. And darn, to not hold a grudge. When we hold that grudge, I think those grudges are what hurts us at the end of the day more than anything else, because it's attacking our own physicality. It hits us at home. It hits our core. And again, our tummies, you know, it's Cancer time. I mean, Mars and Cancer, the retrograde, really taking a look at what solidifies something inside of you that can strengthen that aspect of you. So I love some of that. I do believe that with Valentine's Day, I know we have a stigma out there. I think the world has gotten better about it, though. I don't know about you. It is a reminder of love. We should love each other every day on many different levels. And I also believe that I'm doing a lot of ums today for some reason. I also believe that, you know, you all are coming to a place within yourselves of so much heightened awareness. There's so many things that you're awake about that many people are not. And I think when we pay attention to how well you have grown, and I really appreciate every one of you here. I could see who's in the room and I want to say hi in a minute. But I think we have to remember how far we've come over the years and together and apart, you know? So I'm very proud of that. I do love you all in my way, and I mean that with all my heart, and I care, and I believe that you all care. And sometimes when we care, we have to remember that we may not always get back what we think we should receive from the person maybe that we're giving to, but somehow it comes back in unexpected ways at the end of the day, or perhaps at the end of the year, or the end of our decade, or whatever it may be that we're existing in, you know? So we have to remember to sometimes reduce our expectations, because we don't know what that other people is that other person is doing, or those other people are thinking or feeling. And we have to remember that at the end of time. I think less expectation is better. Especially in your intimate relationships, there is that thing about Mars and Venus and the male and female persona and how they think. And it is a fact that emotionally, women can be up to 4 times faster, maybe sometimes 400, I don't know, emotionally, with an emotional sense of awareness, because you are from Venus. And then with Mars, you know, it's a bit of a whole different energy, I guess we could say. So remember that. And also, if you are in, even if it's you're a woman and or a man and a wife or a husband, you know, sometimes we're just not wired the same, and we get our satisfaction or our fulfillment in so many other places. So I want to remind you on this Valentine's Day, you are loved. And it is a really great excuse to love yourselves. Buy yourself some chocolate, get yourself some fresh flowers, whatever floats your boat. I'm kind of on a kick. I'm on a soap kick. I told my class the other night, who are all wonderful, by the way, that I was on this certain scent. And when I get on a scent, you know, it's because it's opening me up and it feels aligned with the moment, you know? So I think that you all grasp what I'm trying to share and say. I'm going to come in the room and say hi. I have loved coming back to 1-2 Academy. We will have another class tomorrow night at 6 p.m. You are welcome to join at any time. We are going to do a lot more teaching. We had a great meet and greet. It was a large meet and greet. And of course, coming into this week, it's going to be a little smaller, because that's what happens when people realize whether there's an alignment or not. And honestly, I appreciate people who are honest with themselves, because it is a lot of work. And at the same time, it's something that can really propel you forward in whether it's your personal life or your career path. And I love that. And I'm proud of that. So I feel great for everybody in there. I'm excited to do it. I can't wait to do it. And I'm coming up with a bit of a process of schedule, how we can get through it with rest, okay, at the same time. All right. So I'm excited about tomorrow night, and I'll see you guys there. Also, I want to come in refresh. I want to say hello to Maureen, Nadine, Maya, I think I see you. Denise, good morning. My beautiful godson's in the room. Welcome back. You've been missing, but I love you, and I'm happy you're here. And happy Valentine's Day to you too. Patricia, good morning. Who else? Tara, hi. Jim, I see you somewhere. Ms. Perez and Christina, good morning to you. Gail, hi. Laura, hi. Kay Dragon is in the chat room. Good morning, Kay. Kay is a 1-2 listen psychic advisor. It's always wonderful to see you. Jean Quelly, hi. Who am I missing? Pamela, I had I have something to say to you in a minute, but I'm coming in. I want to say something to you and for all of you. There is a lot of Maya. Pamela, you had said something about ADHD in adulthood, and I know this is a conundrum to say. I know it's like a catch 22, but I'm going to say it anyway, because it's something that hits home, and it also hits a lot of people that I know, because it is, you're not alone in this. I know that for a fact. Our generation is very, it's a very popular, you know, quote unquote diagnosis. Of course, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not giving medical advice. I always tell everyone that their story is individual. You have to seek who you feel you're aligned with as far as a medical practitioner goes. And I feel like there are two people for you. One is a male, one is a female. I feel very strongly about that. Meditation, as crazy as that sounds, it really does help you improve if you stick with it and set tiny goals for yourself, because trying to do a meditation for 20 minutes is difficult. I would say this, and I'm just channeling out of my head, so just stop me if I'm off base, but that would be a really hard thing for someone to do, you know, in that way with ADHD. But I really truly believe that starting out with a 3-minute goal, it's just like for all of you, this is another thing I want to mention with Mars retrograde, especially in Cancer, setting tiny goals. Why not? We plan on the rest of the year saying, you know what, we don't have to go out and walk, you know, 2 miles, we don't, or whatever it is for you. We don't have to go out and spend our first day in the gym. We don't even need to do anything more than 10 minutes. We don't need to go out and take a walk and do anything more than 10 minutes. We could start small, guys, and improve over time. It's a reminder that it doesn't have to be all at once. And so I feel strongly about that. I'm going to ask you all to come on in and bring me some questions. But Pamela, I feel for you, even 3 minutes would start to make you would see a bit of a difference. And then it seems like you can work yourself up to maybe 12. I'm sure you do longer now, but I think meditation without wandering is really good. It's good to practice. And I feel this strongly. And I hope that helps. Okay. Let me see who is here. Nadine, please check your email. Sent you a message, and I don't want to forget that because I've been waiting. And now let me see who's next, okay? All right, let's take a peek. I'm going to come in and look for questions. All right. Guys, let me get to Laura quick because I think she's under a time thing. All right, let's see. Here she is. Can you check in with Micah's right foot? Her toe is inflamed and red despite soaking in home care since Friday. Okay, I cannot give veterinarian advice either, but I will say this. I'm wondering if she ran into something of a creature. Like, could it possibly? But I feel like there's more. I feel like they're going to get right on top of it. Like, my first thing was a sting, but then I kind of moved into she needs more than that. So I know they'll get the right, this is what I'm going to say. I know they will get the right diagnosis. I don't feel like there's anything in it now, but they could check it. I don't feel that, but you know, of course, and I almost feel like, I don't know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I do feel in 2 more days, you're going to see a turn. So it's good you're going today. And I'm not really panicking in any way, shape or form. I just, I know it's going to be okay. And I hope that helps. I don't feel like it's a sprain, but maybe, you know, let me just take one quick more peek here, but I think she's going to be just fine. You know, the other part of me is wondering if she just kind of hit it, but we want to make sure something systemic isn't happening. And I'm not worried if it is. It's minor. It'll improve. Like I said, I think you're going to see a difference in a couple days as well. Okay, Laura, I'm just going to take a quick look at you, okay? Well, wait, hang on. I feel like you're going to be just fine. You're saying 4 days. You're fine. You may have to go back one more time. 4 days. It's interesting. Has she ever had anything like this? I feel like it's something near the home, though. She's going to be okay. I do feel like you'll go again. I don't know. You said that going to urgent care at 11. They may have you come back in 4 days. Just check it like that. So let us know how she is. I know you're going to be fine, okay? I see peace. I see calm. I feel like everything's going to be all right. But please make sure you check. Also, is there any kind of body of water she's ever around? Because I'm feeling something about that too. Maybe they may soak it in something like salty water, you know, salt water or something like the comparable for dogs, ironically. And let us know how she is. She'll be fine. All right. Thanks for being here. think you can get her better in 4 days. And if I think she said she has a nose work trial, let's see what happens in 4 days, but don't push how I feel. All right. Pamela, thank you for that follow up. And I appreciate it. I do think there's going to be great improvement. Nadine, let me take a look at you, okay? I don't look at it at you in a general way. So far, so good. What you're doing around your health is going to change. You're going to change a course of something, and it's going to be all right. And I feel good. I feel good. I don't feel heaviness. I don't feel, I'm looking forward to, I almost feel like something else is going to happen and they're going to change a course of the way things are going. That's how I feel. So just, you know, keep me in the loop. I don't really want to go too much here, but I also want you to know that I know you're okay. And I believe wholeheartedly that something's going to change that you don't expect that's actually going to turn out to be better. Okay. And you come back and let us know, or, you know, please let me know. Know that my attention is definitely on it from afar. And, I definitely feel like you're going to be fine. I'm not a doctor, but I believe you're safe. And I also see some more positive news ahead, okay? So you come back and share. And thanks for being here, sweetie. I do hope you join tomorrow also. But no pressure. I don't want anyone to do any kind of, you know, when we feel called to do something and we're motivated to do it and it's meant for us, then it's great. And we can all share the space and everything else. Sometimes it keeps us in I say rare form, but in really good alignment with ourselves and each other, and having a sense of community to gather is so very important. And especially now, just like I mentioned, that's, you know, I'm going to say it's a stupid ass game, but I sound so Jersey when I say that. And I mean it, because I think there were a lot of things that went on around that, not the game itself. People's personalities, their attitudes, I think it showed a lot of negative human behavior that we just don't need. And at the same time, it's what we face a lot of every day now. It's kind of destabilizing, but it's more of a push for us to come from within and strengthen ourselves, to bring ourselves more inner strength in any way that we can, and to realize that we're safe and we're okay inside, you know? And so, yeah, I could go on about it, but you all get what I'm saying, I'm sure. Laura Epsom salts. Good. I like that. Thank you for that. I feel that. But now I think back off a tiny bit and see what they say, because they may make you pull back a minute from it and see what it does to dry it up. You know, let's see. All right. Let me see what else here. Denise, let me check on you. I see you also. Hold on a minute. She has a big work observation coming this Wednesday. I'm happy you feel nervous because you care. And I think part of this is a really good sign, Because when you care, you usually do better than if, you know, la-di-da. And I do think humility is on the table for many of us right now, and all of us, really. I say that it's not always on the table the way it is right now. And I do not know the astrological answers for that. I'm sure CA would be happy to share that for us, or any of you listening that has that knowledge. I do feel humility is a big word. And getting vulnerable and not wearing a mask around it. Because when we hide our truth, we're going to attract more mistruth. And that is so important. What we feel vulnerable when we're vulnerable. It's like a conundrum. It's like, okay, catch, like another thing that we do as humans. We want people to be honest with us. We want people to share. We want people to open up to us. But we're going to keep this boundary over here, and we're going to not really tell how we're feeling, because that would be too much vulnerability. And I don't want to come off like a fool, or I don't want to say it this way, or I'm afraid this person. It's like a silent intimidation going on, that we're afraid to speak the truth because someone may abandon us, or someone may leave us or not love us anymore. But if you're wearing a mask and you're hiding your vulnerability and you're hiding your truth, you're going to attract the same. And then we can't make great decisions, because it's all not what it appears to be, you know? And it's just so good to step out of that cycle. And it's so good to get real with the people around you. But Denise, I feel really positive. I do think there's going to be a little, you know, look, we all have these evaluations, or perhaps we're criticized as, in a very minor way. But I think your evaluation's good. I'm just going to tell you how I feel about it. And I see there's one or two things they may mention that's okay. Like, you know, it's like a 9. Like, it's like a tweak. And that's okay too. So, but I also feel like one of these little tweaks is so minor, and it's almost, it's like a projection of the person who's like critiquing or whatever, you know? So it should be interesting, but I think it'll be good. Real good. Let me just take a peek here. And I do love that. Let's see. Wednesday. When is our moon? Oh, yeah, full moon day. Looking good so far. Did pull a 9. I don't believe in any 10s, because that would be no room for anything, you know? It's looking pretty good, honey. Just don't, try not to be overly sensitive, you know? But it's, it looks good. There's a breakthrough coming from it. I don't see any kind of negative anything, you know? I think, just like I said, is how it will play out. And I also feel, you know, slow and steady wins the race on any kind of improvement, just like we had said. Like, and I'm sure I'm feeling the planet, but I also believe that we are always striving for better, faster, more, or maybe all at once. Or perhaps if we had 3 piles of things that had to be put away, that's a very overwhelming task in our mind. But there's something inside of us that says, I have to do this all at once, or I'm gonna, so now I don't want to do it at all. Instead of, how about tackling 1 pile and seeing your improvement? Then what about a couple days later or next week, you'll get to the other one. And then you, we don't Really, we're not programmed this way, but it's really smart to try to think about it and at least try to learn to slow and accomplish rather than avoid and feel unaccomplished, you know? Yeah. And I feel that we do this time and time again. We expect way too much of ourselves, and we expect too much from others at times also. And that's what gets us in trouble. When instead we could feel really a lot better about ourselves and others if we just take it in pieces, you know, one day at a time, whatever it takes. Even as a psychic, to give you all a guide and look ahead and really understand what's ahead to prepare and everything, that's all great. But I also want you to feel great in the now. And so we have to have a balance of all of these things. And it really makes common sense. Yeah, the game did not feel right. That's right, Patricia. Thank you for that. Crazy. Something was way off. But there's no excuses for win or lose. It's how you play the game, no doubt. However, the vibe is what I'm talking about. There was just that everything seemed out of place. Everything seemed out of place, right? So it's like everything, and we as humans and people, sometimes feel out of place, and we have to navigate the changes, and we have to try to flow with it without too much resistance, and yet stay firm in our beliefs, you know? Sometimes less is more, and that's good. Tara, where are you? I'm coming to you. Lois, good morning. Nice to see you. So excited that you're here. Who did I say? Oh, Tara, where are you? She says, I know you can't give medical advice, thank you, but my stepdad, the heart of the family, is going for open heart surgery next week. First of all, believe it or not, it is a, unfortunately, a very common thing in our lives, you know. Is it a heart specialty center or anything like that at the hospital? Usually they have one, a facility. I'm going to take a look at him. They are so prepared and trained for every incident that known to man, and it truly, what they do now is. Okay, his name is Wes. Oh, he's a Cancer too. I love that. This may have been something, obviously, with the energy that we're sitting in now, living in. This may have been something he maybe should have seen maybe sooner, you know, this kind of thing. He feels like he's strong in other ways. He's certainly young enough. I see his date. Let me just take a peek, okay? One of the major things, and one of the only things now that they have a, and they still prepare. There's really nothing. I'm going with it. I'm gonna take a look though, but I feel pretty good about it. I mean, they're so prepared. You know, I worry because when we spend too much time in ICU units, we know too much, but. I also feel like he's good. I think you know that as well. Thank you everybody for sharing so many posts. And I'll be right there. All right, Tara, let's look at what. Have anything going on with a Maria at all? Is there anyone dealing with some, like, and I mean like a situation, not just someone you know, not your neighbor or a friend or whatever, but there's something about this. And it feels like a friend or a family member, but I feel strongly about something. So if you do, please let me know, okay? All right, Tara, let me take a look at Wes. Trying to think. What day did you just say? Oh, next week. Tara, can you tell me the day, please? If you hear me. I'll wait a second and I'm just gonna take a peek while you're, and if you can just respond in the room, that would be great. Okay, let me just look at Wes. I do see he's afraid. And then I see some joy. The outcome looks very strong, positive. I think it's not going to be easy. I don't think it's an easy procedure, or perhaps procedure, yes, but recovery looks like a challenge. But it's going to change him for the better, ultimately. It's going to be difficult, but I do feel like we're going to see some progress. And one thing I will say about this, and I know I'm sure many of you have gone through this with the heart, especially with, and look, I'm not separating anybody here, but I have to for a moment because it's a fact. And if you've ever experienced it, you would know. Men have a much more difficult time, it seems, and I'm not saying it doesn't happen to the females either. But they do have a difficult time around heart. Okay, she won't know until tomorrow. Okay, very good. I'm not in a hurry for next week. I like Thursday myself, or Friday. Like I kind of like the end of the week, but I'm good if it's Monday or Tuesday. Don't rush the infection, because I actually was going to say earlier that, okay, Special Heart Center, he's totally in great hands. I know he's going to be fine. I feel like the infection has to be gone. That's the only bleep, because then they'll begin to wind up keeping him there longer, treating him longer for blah, blah, blah. That's too dangerous. So hopefully they'll know the timing on that, okay? It's very, very important that that clears up first. And I almost, because I almost said it, and then I said, but they're equipped for everything, so even infection. So it's present in the beginning of the reading, but not at the end of the reading. He's fine. Let them take their time and book it properly. Okay. Then she said she's been waiting a long time. Okay. But that's okay. A couple more days is not going to make a difference. It's going to be okay. So I think pushing is not okay. And not saying he's going anywhere either, but we want to get him out, in and out, you know, come home properly, blah, blah, blah. And that kind of thing. Okay. That's all. Sending you all lots of love, healing, good positive energy, thoughts, prayers, all of it. And they'll have the right day for him. Okay. And please write me and tell me about that. Maureen, that is the cutest damn puppy. And I'm trying to boycott, I'm trying to avoid puppies. Like I'm fighting it. Like I'm on a, wait, I don't know if it's an obsession or an addiction, but yeah, I'm addicted to the dogs. And I know, you know, I already have three, but I'm trying to avoid puppy photos. Now I'm teasing you. The dog is so cute. She says she's got to say, since the puppy daycare kicked in, the house cleaning is not getting done. I totally relate. And it just makes her feel, don't, you know what it is? If there's a little section sometimes that you could put the puppy in section off, I've had to navigate this. Being a Virgo rising and having three puppies is kind of crazy, but I have to segregate them in certain sides or do certain things to get the cleaning done. And it's not easy. It really isn't. because you really just want to stay there and take care of them and love on them and play with them. But I think you could segregate a little bit and get a few chunks done. And again, in small doses, just like I was saying before about everything, you know. I think that'll help. But I understand. And he's not going to be a puppy forever. So much easier to say. I'll wait till tomorrow. Too hard. I do feel like you're going to get some things done in the spring, so you'll be all fresh again. I'm going to go ahead and reload and come back in and check on you guys. And then go from there. Hi, Renee. Good morning to you. So nice to see you. Ms. Perez, somebody asked me, Lara, I'm definitely knowing that this is good for you. And I'm so grateful that you're getting this done. You'll be on the right road for sure. I have zero doubts. And let me see who's next. October would be great for your promotion, honey. I really, truly feel October. I do believe you have a little ways to go, but it's what are we, eight? Are we 8 months now, almost? I feel very strongly about that. October. Now, let me backtrack a minute because I'm getting another time frame. May, in the month of May, there is also, let me think about this. Oh, Taurus and Scorpio energy. Let's say it this way. They're the two time frames for opportunity for this to happen. And it doesn't matter which one, because you want to be ready for it. And I also believe that Taurus and that Scorpio energy is going to be lucky for you this year and in a lot of ways. But that's when I feel like the biggest chance for promotion is, all right? And I do hope that helps. All right, now hold on. I'm going to go ahead and see if you respond. And then let's take a look. All right, here we go. Back to the puppies. Gwen, it's so nice to see you too. Thank you so much. All right, here we go. I want to keep on. Hang on 1 second. All right, here we go. I want to do something for everyone. When you're kind of, just take a look at something quickly. I feel like I'm missing someone, so I want to leave you with a few messages here. Well, I do think it's a week to get organized. I think it's a week Remember what I said about not moving too quickly. Gwen, I'm looking at you, but I'm also looking at everyone. Christina, you too. I definitely feel more of a spiritual path ahead, but you're also balancing the physical and the spiritual realities. And I do feel like you're going to build a lot of inner strength because of it. And I expect more success coming to you this year. Christina, that was for you. Gwen, for you, I also feel more of a whatever isn't working in your space is kind of gonna, sometimes we try to fix things to make them stick or to keep them around or to keep relationships around or keep maybe even a place to live or perhaps a property or even something on in our home, like even the refrigerator, you get it fixed. Like, but I feel like anything that isn't meant to be in your world is kind of going to be blown out in some way. And I mean that from the tiniest thing to the, maybe something more important. But the bottom line is, I don't think you're settling in a settling mood right now. I think many of you are not in a settling mood right now. I think you're kind of kicking and screaming a little bit for yourselves, but do be patient and remember this. Move a little slower, take things in stride. You have so many amazing things that full moon is going to bring, of course, in Leo, a little bit of drama. So remember that Mars is tugging backwards, it's like kind of pulling you down. It wants you to I don't want to say wallow, but yeah, remember to balance the two energies. This way you're not like speaking too fast, making the wrong move. Just kind of be patient just a little bit longer. Don't slam doors before you're ready to slam them, because you could shut them quietly instead. I think it's so important to know that. And no rushing into relationships right now either. If you're gonna like ready to take the next leap, fine, but make it like a slow roll instead of all at once, okay? All right, you guys, thank you so much. Have a great week. It's a big week. It's Valentine's Day. It's lots of love to every single one of you in every way. And also the full moon. It's going to be interesting. Don't forget one today on Wednesday. And I can't wait to see you there or for our reduced to get that computer likes to change our rates without warning. So it's good. It's fun. And it's definitely a reasonable day to try to give us a call. Also, I'll see you tomorrow night, class at 6 p.m. Pacific. Okay. Bye, everyone at 1-2 Academy. See you guys. Take care. Have a nice week. Serena, thank you for being our producer. Please stay tuned for the amazing Lori Love coming up next. And enjoy. Okay. Bye, everybody.